with David McKnight.
Welcome to... Everyone but everyone is screaming just to listen to Chickster's Nest here, episode number 8, March 31st, 2012. And the Chickster will not lay an egg. I've got jokes, I've got yolks, folks. I'm already cracked up because I'm insane in the membrane! It's time, folks, for you to lend me an ear. Not you, Van Gogh. I mean live ears, not dead ones. I don't want ears of corn or porn in the morn. Chickster's insane in the membrane! I'm insane in the membrane! I wish everybody in Radioland a very, very happy April Fool's Day. And remember, he who is born a fool is never cured. I seriously hope life isn't just a big joke because the Chickster doesn't get it. There once was a fellow O'Doul who found red spots on his tool. His doctor, a cynic, said, "Get the hell out of me clinic and wipe off that lipstick, you effin' fool." Today, my friends, ladies, worms, and germs, ladies and gentilia, and dickheads with fur balls for faces, welcome everybody to Chickster's Nest. Hello once again to the Brass Ball Society in Alhambra. Yes, the Shaveless Pussy Club in Santa Monica. The Choke the Chicken Club in Chinatown, San Francisco. Hello, pimps and chimps. And speaking about chimps, today's show is dedicated to Spank the Monkey. Along with talk about apes, monkeys, orangutans, gorillas, and much, much more. Hello to the Spanky Yankee Club in Brooklyn, New York, the Holy Moly Free Holy Vagina Club in Tijuana, and the Zebra Ass Club in Ensenada, the Painted Squirrel Nut Club in Sacramento. Hello and welcome, the Beverly Hills Blowtorch Club. Hello, Ding Dong Club in Waco, Texas. The Suntan Scrotum Club of Death Valley. The Stamp Lookin' and Lesbo Club of Fresno. Hello, TWA Pilots and TWAT. What did you say? I can't quite figure it out. Isn't that sick? Hello, everybody. Hello, Liquor in the Front and Poker in the Rear Club in Detroit. The Steeler Wife Cheetah Club in Pittsburgh. The Chip and Dip Snatch Club in Wyoming. Hello, the Good, the Bad, and the Plain Effin' Ugly. Hello, the Glee Club and Pee Wee Club in New Mexico. Welcome, everybody, to Chickster's Nest. Chickster belongs in an insane asylum in a padded cell. You know why? Because I'm insane in the membrane. 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 I'm crazy. Chickster should be nicknamed Peanut Butter because he's half nuts. Skid Row Studios built with integrity. Spit and gum of the finest. Wine bottles, Coca-Cola bottles, beer cans, orange juice containers, and cork balls, along with prophylactics and tampons. All you need is a shopping cart, a transistor radio, 2-buck chug, a blanket, a toothbrush, and a Bible. Just like the Chickster says, you're all insane in the membrane! Yes, my friends, life goes on. And this being April Fool's Day, the first full of April, some do say, is set apart for All Fool's Day. But why the people call it so, nor I nor they themselves do not know. But on this day, the people are sent on purpose for pure merriment. Wise men don't need advice. Fools won't take it. Wise men learn more from fools than fools from the wise. Silence is foolish if we are wise, but wise if we are foolish. A common mistake that people make when trying to design something completely foolproof is to underestimate the integrity of complete fools. You don't have to fool all the people all the time. You just have to fool enough to get elected. There are more fools in the world than there are people. Take all the fools in the world, and there would be no fun living in it. Yes, my friends, if you send a damn fool to St. Louis and you don't tell them he's a damn fool, they'll never find out. They'll never find out. There was an old female chimp from Peru, and she dreamt she was chewing her shoe. She woke up in the night in a terrible fright. She found it was perfectly true. Said an ape as he swung by his tail, to his offspring, both female and male. From your offspring, my dears, in a couple of years, may involve a professor at Yale. It's a creature, not monkey, not me. Something more than those chimps, less than we. Sort of halfway between a gorilla and a teen. That's your mythical ape man, you see. A thing that would sure make me gape man is the sight of a well-preserved ape man. They must have a few, but they hide them from view. The government, too much red tape, man. Now, a monkey is sitting in a tree smoking a joint. When a lizard walks past and looks up and says to the monkey, hey, man, what are you doing? The monkey says, smoking a joint. Come up and have some. So the lizard climbs up and sits next to the monkey to smoke a few doobies. And after a while, the lizard says his mouth is dry and he's going to drink from the river. The lizard is so stoned that he leans too far over and falls into the river. A crocodile sees this and swims over to the lizard and helps him to the side, then asks the lizard, "What's the matter with you?" The lizard explains to the crocodile that he was just sitting and smoking a joint with a monkey in a tree and got too stoned and then fell into the river while taking a drink. The crocodile says he has to check this out and walks into the jungle and finds the tree where the monkey is sitting, finishing a joint. And he looks up and says, "Hey, you! Hey, you!" The monkey looks down and says, "Fuck, dude, how much water did you drink?" And to top it off, the monkey got the munchies and craved a banana. But there's no banana to be found. Just a banana boat out there. There's a banana boat out there.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, is a day.
Daylight,
a beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight, come and we want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight, come and we want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight, come and we want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot.
Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day-o, day-o.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, is that day?
Daylight come and me want go.
That was Banana Boat. That's Harry Belafonte. I got this letter here. It says, "Dear Swami, my pet monkey and my wife do not get it on. I love them both. They both have threatened to leave my thatch hut. Who shall I choose? Swami, what's the answer?"
"Thank you. I'm very happy to be here, Chickster. You know what I mean. I got the answer. Choose the monkey. Because if you have a hard time deciding over a pet monkey or your wife, then your wife should just leave you."
Thank you, Swami. You're listening to Chickster's Nest, Skid Row Radio, SkidRowStudios.com. And if you have something to say to me, call 1-800-893-9562. That's 1-800-893-9562. And talk! Talk to the Chickster! Do you have balls? I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. You got it. I'm insane in the membrane. Tarzan the Monkey Man, swinging from a rubber band. He slips, he falls, he's hanging from his balls. They rip, they tear, they're flying everywhere. King Kong went to Hong Kong to play ping pong with his ding dong. When I'm dead, bury me and hang my balls on a cherry tree. And when they're ripe, take a bite. Don't blame me if you puke at night. There once was a jumping monkey, and jumping he would always be. He had sex in a jiffy and was proud of his stiffy, but jumping now would not be too nifty. With a bandaged shaft as he drank his favorite draft, how long before they take off the cast? And how long would his erection last? And it's hard to stop thinking about the past, because sex used to be a blast, and now all he could do is ache and try to think about a monkey shake. And one day soon he'll have another piece of cake. Oh, joy, he said, I could hardly wait. I just hope I can find my effing monkey mate. And he did. He found Chiquita.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. When they are flecked with brown and ever golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you.
You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie, any way you want to eat them. It's impossible to beat them.
But bananas like the climate of the tropical equator, so you should never put bananas in the refrigerator. No.
Yes, that's Chiquita, and my banana is throbbing right now.
Oh, hello once again, Fox Bunnies. I guess you know who this is, don't you? Welcome, my lovely radio-listening audience. I tell you, this is Libra Raunchy. But come on, it's okay. I mean, you can call me Cucaracha. You know, I think I got you. Pacha, spanking my monkey. You better watch me, and you better listen to my crotch throb. Something's popping up. Oh, now get down! Hello, ladies and gentilia, frogs, gizzards, and wizards, ladies with dildos and men with fake vaginas wearing a merkin. Today's show on Chickster's Nest is all about monkeys. I had to spank my monkey so many times, it's ready to fall off. Catch me if you can. All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without ya. You know, the monkey that I love most was Cheetah, born in 1911 and passed away in 1980. You know, Cheetah was Tarzan's sidekick and starred in the 1932 film Tarzan the Ape Man with my hero, Johnny Weissmuller. When Cheetah died, Tarzan started to yell, "New underwear!" Now that's Tarzan for you. That's my hero. Well, folks, until next time, I'll be seeing you in old familiar places that my heart embraces all night long in a small cafe. Hernando's hideaway. We kissed and smooched, and I love you. We drank a little bit of vermouth. I'll be seeing you. Anyway, folks, I just want to say I have to go now, but, you know, I'll see you soon. I'm off to the races again.
girl.
It's a beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetle Bomb. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And a Beetle Bomb. Around the first turn, Stooge Hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And a Beetle Bomb. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetle Bomb. At the half, Stooge Hand still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing Battery.
Assault Battery!
Notary Sojak is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is, yes, it is Beetle Bomb. Around the turn, heading for home. It's Stooge Hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third, and Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear.
Oh, oh, oh.
And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close. It'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with the left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle, and now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring, there's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
Beetle Bomb!
Yay! Yay, Beetle Bomb! Yeah! Happy April Fool's Day, everybody! And happy monkey time! Now, don't touch that knobby, that keypad, launch pad, Kotex pad, whatever! In a little while, you will hear from Claustrophobia with the news. And coming up very soon, you will hear from Una Moon once again with astrology, words of wisdom, rhyme and song. So don't go away. You're listening to Chickster's Nest on SkidRowRadio.com. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the best station in the nation.
Just you and me, dear. My
like a hammer.
Hammer, hammer.
My arms wound around you tight.
Bubba, yeah.
And stars, yeah, fell on Alabama. Yeah. Last night
I never planned my imagination. Situation. So heavenly.
So heavenly.
Fairyland where no one else could enter. In the center. Just you and me.
Yes. Beat like a hammer.
Beat like a hammer.
My arms wound around you tight.
Ba, 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 yeah.
And stars fell on Alabama.
Hello, everyone. This is Una Moon, your friendly astrological forecaster on behalf of Chickster's Nest Podcast here at Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles, California. If you were born on March 31st, happy birthday to you. This year, you are direct and upbeat. You frequently are energized by the excitement that defines your life. However, you can and will become difficult if you are pushed or encounter controlling behavior. Consider walking away from manipulative people. Live your life well. Give your personal life higher priority. Build greater security through your finances, and also through a strong emotional bond. And for all Aries, others find you full of surprises. Even you might be surprised by some of your choices. Someone attempts to control you to no avail. You will discover other ways around this situation. Tomorrow is April 1st. So I would like to read some quotations for April Fool's Day. April 1st. This is the day upon which we are reminded of what we are on the other 364. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. He who is born a fool is never cured. Let us be thankful for the fools, but for them, the rest of us could not succeed. It is the ability to take a joke, not make one, that proves you have a sense of humor. And now, I would like to read a poem by Shel Silverstein, The Monkey. One little monkey was going to the store when he saw a banana tree. He never climbed before. By 5 o'clock that evening, he was sick with a stomach ache, 'cause 7 green bananas was what that monkey ate. By 9 o'clock that evening, that monkey was quite ill. So then we called the doctor, who was living on the hill. The doctor said, "You're almost dead. Don't eat green bananas no more." The sick little monkey groaned and said, "But that's what I wanted, therefore." Now, before I go, I want to remind all of you who are mailing Easter and Passover cards this week, don't forget the zip code. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane. And back to the Chickster.
I'm insane in the membrane. I can't take this anymore. I can't take it. I'm suffering from ill health, despair, madness, all manner of other unattractive and inevitable things. I'm insane in the membrane. You know, that's news to me.
It's about time. Time for up to the minute, last second news. And hello to all my feeble brains. This is your announcer, Claustrophobia. From the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep. And Charlie Chaplin never made a peep. And the Hollywood sign would be an honor to keep. And Meryl Streep's salary is way too steep. And on the freeways, the traffic, did I say traffic? I don't know what crap I'm thinking about. The traffic creeps, and the Angelina... I wasn't ready for that. Let's try it again. And on the freeways, the traffic creeps, and the Angelinos... beep. Bunch of honkies. Time for flubbed up headlines. Flash. This just in. Portland, Oregon. Testicle cargo seized. Chicago, Illinois. Stolen paintings found by tree. Detroit, Michigan. Check with doctors before getting sick. Palm Desert, California. Ability to swim may save children from drowning. Cincinnati, Ohio. Bomb hit by library. Yes, my friends, this is the up-to-the-minute, last-minute news. I'm Claustrophobia, saying so long, goodbye, and good riddance. Thank you, Claustr. You're quite welcome, Chickster. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen, you know I'm insane in the membrane here at Skid Row Radio, but I appreciate you guys listening to me. And if you have any questions, if you have balls to call me now, 1-800-893-9562. Why must we be crazy? Because we think differently. Maybe we just don't want robots and take things the way they happen to be. We're not crazy. Just about insane as you. Of your pocket change, there's a blackened dime, but it doesn't mean it's any less than the other few. People paint their faces and wear clown clothes every day. I know what you're thinking. I'm a child. Who cares what I have to say? Sanity and fashion are the one of the same. Testing the limits in this world. But who's to say? Nobody will listen to me. I'm just one little girl. A crazy person tells no lies, protecting what they feel inside. A crazy person can't be blamed for those they cure or hurt or maim. A crazy person can't be told if they're a child or grow old. A crazy person makes us see that a crazy person might be me. Because I'm insane in the membrane. 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 I'm crazy. I'm crazy. Somebody should hit me on the head with a coconut. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm crazy.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take?
me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor. Woke him up, said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, you put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Ooh, 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 ooh. He bought it for a dime. His sister had another one. She said, I bought a lime one. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank a boat up. And there's a lime in the coconut. She called it Dr. Coconut. She said, doctor, if there's nothing I can take. I said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, doctor, if there's nothing I can take. I said, doctor, now let me get this straight. You put the lime in the coconut. You drink a boat up. Lime in the coconut, you drink and pour up. Put a lime in the coconut, you drink and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you're such a silly woman. Put a lime in the coconut and drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both down. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Woo, ain't there nothing you can take? I say woo. Your belly ache, you say, well, woo. If there's nothing I can take, I say, woo. To relieve your belly ache, you say, yeah. If there's nothing I can take, I say, woo. To relieve his belly ache, I say, doctor. If there's nothing I can take, I say, doctor. If there's nothing I can take, I say, doctor. If there's nothing I can take, I say, doctor. You're such a silly woman. Drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Yes, you call me in the morning. If you call me in the morning, I'll tell you what to do. If you call me in the morning, I'll tell you what to do. If you call me in the morning, I'll tell you what to do. If you call me in the morning, I'll tell you what to do.
Put the lime in the coconut. That was Harry Nilsson. That's a great song. I got a phone call here. You'll have to excuse me. Hello.
You got a fucked-up show, Jixter.
Who is this?
Don't you know who is? Seymour Hams. I said, you think you're insane in the membrane? I'm insane in the membrane.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You have to go away. Oh, God. That's a call? That's a call? That's who I get? I give out the phone number here to Skid Row Radios, and that's who I get? Some lunatic with a shopping cart? Oh, my. My Lord. I don't believe it. Anyway, folks, I'm sorry about that. Here's another monkey story. Once in America, a plane crashed. Only a monkey who was traveling in the plane was left alive. Fortunately, the monkey was intelligent enough to understand our language and reply in actions. The officials went to see the monkey in the hospital and had a talk with the monkey. When the plane took off, what were the travelers doing? And the monkey replied, tying their belts. What were they doing with the air hostesses? What were they doing? They were saying hello and good morning. What were the pilots doing? Checking the system. Well, what were you doing? I was looking for my people. After about 10 minutes, what were the travelers doing? They were having beverages and snacks. What was the air hostess doing again? She was serving the travelers. What were the pilots doing? They were handling and steering. What were you doing? I was eating and throwing. After 30 minutes, what were the travelers doing? Some were sleeping and some were reading. Okay, enough of this monkey business. Lions and tigers, monkeys and bears. How much does a psychiatrist charge for a gorilla? $65 for the session and $400 for the couch. Why do monkeys drink to forget? Why did the monkey fall out of the tree? Because he was dead. Why did the monkey fall off of the tree? Because he was tied to the first monkey. Why did the third monkey fall out of the tree? Peer pressure. Now, why did the squirrel fall out of the tree? He was doing a monkey impression. There was a young female monkey from Tonga, used to diddle herself with a conger. When asked how it feels to be pleasured by banana and peels, she said, just like an ape, only longer. A circus owner advertised for a new gorilla tamer. Two people showed up for an audition. One was a very good-looking lad. The other was a gorgeous, blonde, voluptuous girl. The circus owner told them, I'm going to give it to you straight. This here is our ferocious, huge gorilla. He ate up the last animal trainer, so you guys better be good or you're history. Now here's your equipment, a chair, a whip, and a gun. Now, who wants to be first? The girl said, I'll go first. So she walked past the chair, the whip, and the gun, and stepped right into the large gorilla cage. The huge gorilla started to snarl and pant and begin to charge her. But about half an hour, she threw the door open, and she showed her coat to reveal her sexy, naked, beautiful body. And the gorilla stopped dead in his tracks. He sheepishly crawled up to her and started licking her. He licked her calves and kissed her boobies, and he was tenderly resting his big head and laying it on her lap. The circus owner was stunned. I've never seen a display like that in my entire life. Before turning to you, young man, I want to know if you could top that. The young man replied, first get that huge gorilla out of my way. You know, folks, I took some ginseng and my penile shaft stood up and started singing. I smoked a joint and my head was ringing. Had a double margarita with some mango. And suddenly, I pressed against a beautiful, voluptuous blonde and I wanted to do a tango.
Thank you.
La Comparsita from Sounds of the Circus. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Una Moon is back with Silly April Sayings and Monkey Day for today. Take it away, Una Moon.
Hello, once again, this is Una Moon, bringing you some more silly sayings for April Fool's Day as well as for Monkey Day. The 1st of April, some do say, is set apart for All Fool's Day. But why the people call it so, nor I nor they themselves do know. But on this day are people sent on purpose for pure merriment. Way down in the Congo land, sitting in a coconut tree, there was a monkey and a chimp, and Lordy, how she loved him. Every night in the pale moonlight, sitting in the coconut tree, these love words she always said to he. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-da, said the monkey to the chimp. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-da, said the chimpy to the monk. All night long they chattered away. All day long they were happy and gay, swinging and swaying in a honky-tonky way. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-da, said the chimp, I love but you. Abba-dabba-dabba in monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. Then the old baboon one night in June married them, and very soon they sailed away on an abba-dabba-dabba-dabba honeymoon. Now this happens to be the week of the monkey according to the Mayan calendar. So I'd like to read a poem called The Monkey Poem by Monkey See, Monkey Do. There were monkeys in my kitchen. They were making quite a mess. They were jumping on the sofa. They were all playing chess. Then in came Mr. Tofa, who told them all to stop. But they did not listen, and they all began to hop. They were monkeys in my kitchen. They were running all about. When I told them all to leave, they all began to pout. I called the police. I called the FBI. I called a secret detective, but I've got to know why. They all thought I was crazy. They thought I lost my marbles. Then from the kitchen cupboards, I heard the monkeys' scrambles. When I went to investigate, I found I was too late. Monkeys down the halls, monkeys on the walls. The monkeys drinking beer were looking really queer. Monkeys making eggs, monkeys chewing Barbie legs. The monkeys that were cooks were all throwing books. Monkeys eating pencils, monkeys breaking pretzels. Monkeys licking stamps, monkeys breaking lamps. My brother Dan even saw one hanging from the ceiling fan. I told them all to leave. I even said, please. And then within seconds, no more monkeys in my house. No more attacking my mouse. No more monkeys in my hair. No more monkeys anywhere. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain. You know, it's raining violets. And when you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a monkey and listening for his songs whenever April showers come along. Insane in the membrane. Insane in the membrane. Tickster's insane in the membrane. Back to the tickster. Back to the tickster.
Yes, I am insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. You know a good thing about gangs? They all carpool. A relationship is like a full-time job. We should treat it like one. If your boyfriend or girlfriend wants to leave you, they should give you 2 weeks' notice. Yes, my friends, I just want to say this. Why don't you come home, Bill Billy? Why don't you come home? She cried the whole night long. Remember that rainy evening I threw you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb? Why don't you come home, Bill Billy? Why don't you come home? She moaned and groaned the whole night through. Bill Bailey, that's a shame. I know that you're the blame. Bill Bailey, won't you please? Bill Bailey, won't you please? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Yeah.
Won't you come home? I'm feeling all alone. I'll do the cooking, darling. I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. Now remember that rainy evening that I drove you out. Nothing but a fine tooth comb. I know I'm to blame. Well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Yes, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I'm feeling all alone.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home?
I know I've got you wrong.
Sorry.
Yes,
won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home, Bill Bailey?
With nothing but a fine tooth comb.
Won't you please come home? You're listening to Chickster's Nest, and I'm looking forward to seeing you, hearing from you next Saturday. I want to thank Laramie Jeremy, my chief engineer, Una Moon, April Hava Shankman, Adam Shankman for putting up with me. I want to thank Jared Whittem for his support, and I want to thank you, my listening audience. I love you. I love you. I love you. And remember, I'm not that bad. I'm not really insane in the membrane. I'm not!
now, ladies and gentlemen, for the handful in attendance and the millions listening on the web on skidrow.la, this is Mad Time Radio.